Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me for the Trumpet of Truth podcast. My name is Brother Greg Bray. I'm the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi. Howdy, neighbor. I'm so glad you could join me today. We're going to talk about church. I have so much to say about church, I can't get it all in. We don't have enough time. Somebody may be listening to the podcast today, and you have something to say about church, and you're not someone that I've contacted to record something about a love for church and memories of church. Please email me at trumpetoftruth85@gmail.com, and I'll set up some way to record your feelings, your thoughts, your love for church. Let's get started. Church. I've got a lot of wonderful memories of church. My memories go back as a very small child. I guess some of my fondest memories of church as a small child is Sunday school. I had a Sunday school teacher by the name of Miss Cynthia Holder. She was one of the most precious ladies that I've ever known in all of my life, from the time that I first remember her to the time of her death. She was such a blessing. She instilled a lot of things in all of us kids' hearts that we've never forgotten. I can remember her talking to us about sharing. We talked about what the Bible said about sharing. I can remember her talking to us about many things. I guess some of the things that some of us have talked about remembering is that she always had those little animal crackers. They called them circus cookies or something back in those days, but she always had those, and we had a little snack time at the end. We've talked about that, but so many biblical stories she instilled in our heart that helped us, and other things that happened at church, not just that, things that happened during Sunday services, Wednesday services, a foundation for my life and for the lives of many other people, but I'm thankful. I am so thankful for church. I can say this, that if it was not for church, I wouldn't be saved today. The preaching in the church. You see, that's the way that people are saved. That's the way I was saved. That's the way the Bible talks about being saved. A result of preaching, and we'll talk more about that later, but preaching in the church taught me. Preaching in the church convicted me of my sin. Preaching in the church brought me to repentance. Preaching in the church brought me to my knees. If we want to get down to it, this is what preaching in the church did. Preaching in the church brought me to Jesus. Not only would I not be saved if it weren't for the church, I wouldn't have surrendered to preach if it wasn't for the church. I surrendered to preach as a result of preaching, I'm sure, through the years. Yes, I was thinking about that. That's what I had on my mind. That's what I had on my heart. But as a result of a revival service and the conviction in my heart to preach, the call in my heart to preach, thank God for church. I can say that all my past experiences of church have given me a love for the church. Listen to what a friend of mine, Stephen Aldridge, had to say about his love for church.
I just want to talk a little bit about the church. I really love going to church. I love the people. I love being in the house of God, and I feel privileged for my entire life to be able to grow up in church and to be able to hear some of the greatest preachers in the world.
Brother Isaac Lancaster, what does church mean to you?
What church means to me is that it's a place that I can go and get away from the world. It's a clean place. It's a place I can go there and enjoy the good things of God and can get away from the filth of this world. This world has got so filthy. You ride down the road, or you turn on TV, or you listen to a politician's speech, and it's just full of filth. This world is so vile and wicked. And we can go to church and we can get away from that and enjoy the good things of God, enjoy the songs of Zion and the preaching of the word, and enjoy that.
I've already talked about how the church has had a big impact on my life many different ways. Listen to Brother Stephen as he tells about the church's impact on his life and his family's life.
Church has had such a great impact in my life, and I want that to be the same for my children. I want my children to love to go to church as well.
A lot of people don't realize how much we need the church. Paul wrote to the church at Galatia in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. He said, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." To me, that means that it's the law of God, it's the will of God that we be together, that we do together. And that's what church is all about. As a matter of fact, the word church means an assembly, a togetherness of believers. Thank God for the church and what it means to us, but we need the church in hard times. I'm asking these folks, and I've asked these different people to give us a testimony about what church means to them, and they've sent me this, and I've took clips out of their testimonies about church and talking about certain things, and I'm giving you the clips. Brother Stephen Aldridge is one of them, and some others that I'll introduce later. But he's going to tell us why we need the church during hard times.
Immensely. I go, and it's always fun. It's always enjoyable to be able to be around people. It's not always a happy time. I mean, obviously, sometimes there's sadness in our lives. And again, your church is, there's no stronger group of people that you want to be able to lean on than those at your church. And I think it's such an important time. We've all had times of sadness and loss and grief and heartache and different things. And it's always been the church and the people of the church that have helped. And it's such a great testimony. And even now, as I'm a dad and middle age and, you know, have children and they're active in church now, I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see young people coming along and being excited about church. But I'm still very excited, just as I was as a child, even now. Where I'm at in my life, I love seeing the saints of God of all ages, especially the older ones who have been in church day in and day out for their entire lives, and seeing them live out their faith in front of me in church is such a great testimony. Just being able to see those folks, and you learn so much from watching those that have been there before and those that have gone through the same trials that you've gone through, and those have gone through different things, and you just been able to watch how they've used their faith and their trust in God to get through those tough times. And that is all lived out at church. And so there's always that part of that. That's such a spiritual blessing, just to be able to hear the preaching and see the people and learn from the church in our daily lives.
We need the fellowship. We need the fun. We need the interaction with each other.
The church is something that I go to that I enjoy the fellowship, you know, the non-service things where we gather during the week to work, to mow or to clean the church or to paint something or to fix something or whatever the case may be. I love just gathering in fellowship, whether it be a bunch of guys or the entire church, whatever we're doing, just gathering together and fellowshipping, just sitting around and talking about the things of God or just talking about how the day is going or what God is doing in our lives and in our families and things like that. So just being able to fellowship with, just kind of roll up your sleeves and get the work done with other believers and other men of God and other people there in the church. I enjoy just sitting around and chatting and talking, and, you know, we have a lot of fun with it, you know, kind of goof off and be funny sometimes, but then it's just a great place to be. And I love the fact that my children are following in that path where they love to be at church. Their best friends are at church. They want to stay after church and talk to their friends and go outside and play with their friends. And they want to be at church and be around people that are in church. They want to be around and surround themselves with other like-minded believers who love going to church.
Isn't it special to have a church family to interact with? Something else that's important at the church is preaching. Preaching. I love preaching. A lot of people don't like preaching. A lot of people want the preacher to be short-winded instead of long-winded. And I know that people have a short attention span, and us preachers have to think about that. But preaching is a vital part of the church. As a matter of fact, it should be the main part of the church. Listen to what happened when Jonah preached. As a matter of fact, Jesus said this. He said, "The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here." They repented. Repentance is important. That is completely turning away from sinful things of this world and turning toward God. Repentance. That's what people have to do to be saved. You got to repent. You got to turn away from your sin toward God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is important. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 21, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved." Did you hear that word? Saved. It is the power of God. "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made the foolishness, or made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." By the foolishness of preaching. You see, the world thinks that preaching is foolish, but God does not think preaching is foolish. God thinks preaching is important. And I'm glad to say that I believe with all of my heart that preaching is a vital part of church. Church, in my memory, has been preaching. Thank God for preaching. Brother Stephen's going to tell us what he thinks about preachers and preaching.
And even now, being able to hear some of the preachers that come across the pulpits where I'm at, it's such a blessing to be able to hear from those men of God, and to see them do what they love to do. And so I enjoy church. I enjoy preachers. I've always been friends with so many preachers, and some of my best friends in this world are pastors and preachers. And I think it's our job as Christians to love preachers and take care of preachers. And the church really helps with that. I just enjoy that. I enjoy being around the people of God. And that, you know, obviously, all the preachers growing up, again, a lot of friends of mine are there as preachers. And so I enjoy that.
Paul said as he was writing his letter to young Timothy, young preacher, his son in the faith, he called him, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, Paul says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Paul uses the word perilous. The word perilous, I looked it up, it means hard to do, hard to bear. It comes from a word that means that it carries the idea of reducing our strength. I believe these days are the last days that we're living in, and I believe that these days have knocked the wind out of us. And I believe that's what he's talking about when he talks about perilous times. The devil has used these times to knock the wind out of us, therefore leaving a lack of concern for the church. Listen to what John Carl Lancaster says about the lack of concern in the church.
You're right. They folks just don't see the importance in it. People think we're crazy for driving an hour and 10 minutes to church. They don't think that there's any need in even going next door. Man, I tell you, just seeing the way people have slacked off on church just in the past couple of years has really broke my heart, even just at our church. I can't tell you the last time we was able to have a choir on Sunday night just because folks won't come. And it really breaks my heart. They see absolutely no importance in church. You know, they think that they're okay just to stay at home, and if they feel like going, they'll go. If they don't, they won't. It's definitely a day of slackness. There's a lot to be said about that, but I'm thankful that there's still folks that believe that there is an importance and a cause to go to church. And there is a cause. Hallelujah.
He didn't know I was going to use this, although he did give me permission to use it. You could hear his engine running in the background. He was delivering bread. Thank you, Brother John Carl, for that. People are hindered from going to church. Listen to what Brother Isaac Lancaster said about that.
Sometimes going to church is not convenient, and it can be a hassle sometimes to get there. But if you can get there, I have found that the Lord will help you and get your attitude right. And he'll show you why it was a hassle to get there, what's wrong. And he'll do a great work in your heart. He's done a work in my heart. And I've gone to church many times, not wholeheartedly going there, but leaving with joy in my heart. That's why I love church.
People used to have more of a respect for church and the Lord's Day, which is Sunday. Don't forget that. The Lord's Day is Sunday. We ought to keep that day holy. Listen to Brother Nathaniel.
Whether you're saved or not in your generation, and especially the generation before that, but, you know, they didn't, even if they didn't go to church, they were, they didn't do anything on Sunday. And places shut down early on Wednesday so people could go to church.
Listen, we've been going through a lot of things in the past couple of years, but I want you to understand, it doesn't matter what anybody says, it doesn't matter what kind of rules are put out there, the Lord still gave us a verse of scripture. Thank God for this verse of scripture again in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 25, that says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more. Did you hear that word more? So much the more as you see the day approaching. It doesn't matter what anybody says, the church must go on. God never meant for the church to stop in any way for anything. In the history of the church, when things got bad, whether it was sickness, whether it was war, whether it was times when death was so prevalent, the church went on. People met to pray. People met and assembled together and encouraged one another. That's what we must see. That's what we must think about. The church must go on. Listen to Brother Nathaniel again as we close out this podcast.
That's one thing here at the church, you know, we've had some people say, well, we can't knock on doors, and we can't do this. And the thing is, you can't with that attitude. You've got to say, I'm going to. There's been people that's fought things worse than COVID that still did a work for the Lord, still built a work, and still trusting and serving the Lord. And I'm just going to trust the Lord and serve Him and not worry about what the media says.
Whatever you do, don't let anything discourage you from going to church. Church is so important in our life. We do need it. If you're listening to the podcast on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. If you're listening on a podcast, your favorite podcast app, please follow so you can be notified the next time that I put one out. I'll do it next Saturday at the same time, or sometime during the day on Saturday, I'll put it out. Sometimes a little later in the evening, but it'll be there for the week following. Thank you for listening. Love y'all. See ya.